This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This story is from our episode, Sports and Health. Sports can be a powerful tool to unify people, to teach generosity and fair play. And for some, sports are healing. Randy Scott Carroll spent a day on the beach in Wildwood, New Jersey, watching an event that allows people to regain a sense of freedom on the waves.
It's amazing. It's amazing to be around people that don't judge you.
This is my favorite day of the year.
I got my inner mermaid on. Feeling that you never feel before if you're not disabled.
Can you catch a wave?
Lots of them. A big one, too.
Every year, the nonprofit group They Will Surf Again gathers volunteers to help people with disability catch some waves. Some surfers I met were born with conditions like spina bifida that has limited their mobility. Others experienced an accident later in life. However, this couldn't keep the ones here today from doing what they came here to do.
I was so depressed seeing everyone else going down to the beach every summer. And then I found out they got the Adapted Surfing Program. And I'm like, this is awesome. And then to see it grow so much.
This is Will Lawler. He uses a wheelchair after an accident caused an injury to his spinal cord, but stays pretty active with adaptive sports, including rock climbing and tennis. There are 100 surfers here today with a team of volunteers keeping them safe.
We have deep water, midwater, shallow water volunteers, and what they do is basically form a gauntlet.
That's event organizer Carrie O'Connor. He says once the surfers get out into the waves, they ride between the team of volunteers all the way to the shore.
And that way, if they need assistance, if they wipe out, if they fall off the board, there's a swarm of people just right there ready to pounce and to help them, keep them out of the water, get them back on the board, and get them back out riding waves.
When I meet surfer Jack Cavanaugh, he's about to take his turn out on the waves. Jack suffered a brain injury in college and says before days like today, life was a bit monotonous. Then his physical therapist encouraged him to give surfing a try.
She's like, Jack, you're doing this. And I was like, I don't know. It's like I can barely like walk as it is. So now they're going to tell me to just swim.
Jack has surfed here the last 4 years. And he's made quite a name for himself. His first year, he came in a wheelchair. But by his second year, he said he would walk to the event, and he did. The next year, he got up on his knees on the surfboard.
And it's like so much freedom, you can't even describe it. And this like gave me just a little taste of it again.
After years of therapy, Jack can now walk around without too much help. And as his turn came up to surf, he quietly mentioned to me that he might try standing up on the board. So I gathered around with a few other folks who were there to support him.
Did Jack tell you he was going to try to stand up today?
No. Oh, no.
That's what he told me.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. I was like, did you tell people that? He's like, I don't know. I might do it. I might not. I think I'm going to try. I was like, all right.
Jack is amazing. He's a trip.
Before we know it, yes. Jack's riding a wave. And all of a sudden, he stands up.
Hey, yeah! Woo!
That was awesome.
That was epic.
Wow. That was great.
I was not expecting that.
Oh my God.
Attaboy!
Randy Scott Carroll reported that story.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. What a day at the beach. Somebody ordered this weather, and boy, do we appreciate it. We are Blue Wave Theory. This next one's called Ulan Pulan Oi.